What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 322. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the prothrombin time and bleeding in hospitalized patients receiving rivaroxaban. Answer the drug information question, is melatonin associated with physical dependence or addiction? And share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode322. The article for this episode is titled Association Between Prothrombin Time and Bleeding in Hospitalized Patients Receiving Rivaroxaban. The lead author is Ashley Woodruff, and this was published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy, July 2018. The prothrombin time may provide a qualitative assessment of the pharmacodynamic effect of rivaroxaban. The manufacturers reported that prothrombin time is influenced by rivaroxaban in a dose-dependent way with a close correlation to plasma concentrations, although this does depend on the reagent used for the test. The authors of this study sought to report on the pharmacodynamic effect of rivaroxaban anticoagulation as measured by prothrombin time on bleeding risk and other outcomes in hospitalized patients. The study was a retrospective, single-center cohort study of adult inpatients who had a PT measured within 24 hours after rivaroxaban administration. A comparison was made between patients who experienced in-hospital bleeding and those who did not. A multivariable logistic regression model was used to quantify the association between PT and bleeding events while adjusting for albumin levels and use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and or antiplatelet agents. A secondary outcome was the rate of thromboembolic events. The study included 199 patients, of which 41 experienced a bleeding event. Among patients with a PT of 30 seconds or more versus a PT of less than 30 seconds, the overall rate of bleeding events was more than double at 38.7 versus 17.3%, and this was statistically significant. After multivariable regression modeling was applied, a PT value of 30 or more seconds correlated with an approximately threefold higher bleeding risk. Additionally, hypoalbuminemia was also a positive predictor of bleeding risk. For each increase in albumin concentration of a gram per deciliter starting at 2 grams, the risk of bleeding dropped by 75%. There was no significant between-group difference in thromboembolic events. The authors concluded in hospitalized patients receiving rivaroxaban who had coagulation tests performed, a PT of 30 seconds or greater was associated with a higher risk of bleeding. Hypoalbuminemia was also associated with bleeding in this population. Therapeutic monitoring of rivaroxaban is not practical due to the test not being readily available. However, patients at extremes of body weight or close to renal dosing cutoff limits may benefit from the PT being taken into account when deciding if rivaroxaban is dosed correctly. The study also provides a foundation that could be applied to real-time clinical surveillance of hospitalized patients on rivaroxaban with an elevated PT and/or hypoalbuminemia. If the patients could be readily identified, a pharmacist could evaluate the bleeding risk prospectively, potentially preventing bleeding before it occurs. The drug information question for this episode is melatonin associated with physical dependence or addiction? And my answer is probably not. There are no case reports in PubMed that describe melatonin addiction or dependence. Multiple review articles consider that melatonin has little potential for dependence, especially compared to other medication classes used to treat insomnia. In addition, there are several articles that examine the potential for melatonin to be used in substance use or substance abuse disorders. If melatonin did have a potential for dependence, it would likely have been recognized in that patient population already. And finally, my tip for responding to medical emergencies. When treating anaphylaxis, Remember that epinephrine is the drug of choice. There's no evidence that supports the use of other medications such as antihistamines, glucocorticoids, or bronchodilators. Their use is extrapolated from other disease states. The pharmacist responding to inpatient medical emergencies can help prioritize the order of administration of medications by ensuring that epinephrine is administered first. The recommended adult dose of epinephrine, 1 mg per ml, is 0.3 to 0.5 mg per single dose injected IM into the mid-outer thigh. If needed, this dose may be repeated every 5 to 15 minutes. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my Code Blue training program, a 6-module series that will help pharmacists develop the confidence and skills necessary to respond to Code Blue and rapid response calls. The program covers emergency response, highlights of the BLS-ACLS guidelines, EKG recognition, patient assessment, airway pharmacology, and the care of patients with septic shock. To find out more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.